Hello, another day, another podcast, another entry, another reflection. And I honestly had no idea what I was going to share on this one until a minute ago. In fact, I wasn't going to do it, but just that kind of the idea came to me quite quickly, and I thought I'd rather share this before I get too many other ideas. Anyhow, so my point of today is those are small things that set us out of our comfort zone. So let me, again, as always, I'll give you some background about why the heck I'm talking about this. So I've been doing the job that I've done for coming to 10 years, over 10 years, in fact. The job I do involves a lot of learning and development and groups and teaching and all that. And this great colleague of mine, Francesco, has been talking about this course for a long time. And eventually I just kind of said, okay, I'm just gonna do it. And as things go, in 2021, COVID era, everything is online, everything is Zoom, everything is pre-recorded for you to see it here or there, which I myself have been doing in terms of teaching others that way. However, I was there and I was feeling really, really uneasy about doing this course. And it just dawned on me, literally 2 minutes ago, why it was. So basically, for the last 30 years, every learning experience I have had has been pretty much experiential. This means I have been doing stuff to learn it. Yeah, there was a bit of observing, paying attention, reading and all that, but it was mostly learning by doing. And I love that. I have to say, I really enjoy. I am not a person to just kind of sit still and just kind of look at the stuff, or even reading a book, it's okay for a while, but eventually I need to say, okay, how do I go about this? How do I use this? I just realized that this course is way out of my comfort zone. I have paid for it, so I guess I have to go through it and learn it. And I really have faith that my friends cannot be wrong and that the course is as good as they say it is. So, but it just got me thinking, how silly is it, isn't it? Just kind of say, okay, just sign up for a course, do this, do that, and how I feel not equipped to do it. We're not talking about anything like way out of your regular day to day. I'm just thinking about an online course. It's funny, I just had another thought. Now I can start seeing a pattern here. A year ago, last summer, every now and again I draw and I just find it very, very relaxing. I'm not a good drawer at all. My daughters are much better than me. But I get a picture on the internet and I just copy it, and it's all right, yeah? I mean, it's nothing extraordinary. But what happened is I decided to learn, and I signed up to this course in one of these online courses, academies of platforms, and I haven't yet opened the first one. I think I watched the first video in which they were starting to talk about the type of pencil, the type of pen, paper, and I said, oh, that's too boring. It is. I do learn by doing, and I'm finding myself in a different area. So what other things are out of your comfort zone? What other things kind of push you to not to not. By the way, apologies, guys. I know there's a lot of background noise. It's the only quiet place I can find, and as you can tell, it's not very quiet. Anyhow, apologies for that. But going back to my point, what things set us out of our comfort zone? Or most importantly, how quickly we are to go in our comfort zone and reject things that are out of our comfort zone for whatever reason. How do we go about that? Are we aware of the limits that we put in ourselves? So for instance, I can just imagine that I have been blocking myself from further learning because the style didn't fit my learning style. Nothing wrong with it, but also kind of a stupid limit, isn't it? Limiting myself from learning from great people just because I don't adapt to the way they do it. Other things is like meeting people, maybe. I have my group of friends. I love my friends. I love my acquaintances. I am a reasonably social person, but I don't remember when is the last time I made a new acquaintance or friend that lasted longer than a chat around the bar while asking a beer. Yeah. There was a natural generation of friends when I was working in the corporate world, and you get to know people, meet people, interact with people, then Friday comes and you go to the pub, and some friendships are forged that way. But I'm in a strange city for me, living in Amsterdam now after 24 years in London, not knowing many people, have a few friends that we see every now and again, but really not have many friends here. And the prospect of making new friends is kind of daunting. Meeting somebody, introducing yourself, talking, how will they be? Will it be boring? Will they be fun? Will I be fun? So it's interesting how I'm kind of becoming a lot more aware as I speak to you. Let's be honest, I'm not like, not a guru on this, but I'm becoming more aware of my limitations and the limits that I'm almost imposing on me. Now, I'm not saying they are wrong, they're what they are, but being aware of them allows me to choose if I want to change them or not, if I want to push myself out of my comfort zone or not. My head says, hell yeah, go for it. You've done it before, you can do it again. And my heart is saying, ooh, why bother? Listen, you're okay, you got your friends in London, you got your friends in Spain, why bother making other people, or meeting other people? Well, same with my learning, yeah? I got a lot of learnings already accumulated over the years, why doing another course? And I don't know. I don't know what to answer to that. The only answer I can think of is, why not? What's the worst that can happen? It's interesting how we fall in that kind of, or I fall. Sorry, I don't want to bring you into my stuff. But how I fall into that comfort zone. Thinking also about cooking. I'm a decent cook, not great, but I can kind of find my way around the kitchen. But I don't remember when I tried something different. I mean, radically different, not mixing different ingredients, but tried something different. Something a bit more complex, maybe something a bit more interesting. Heck, I think I'm opening a Pandora box here of limiting ideas. That's my reflection for today. And obviously here I am working with loads of people and with my own daughters and say, oh, come on, step out of your comfort zone. Try to do this, try to meet new people, do this, do that. When I am not following what I preach. Interesting, isn't it? I guess that was, that's stating the bloody obvious. But yeah, it just kind of makes sense when you say it out loud. So, this is me stepping out of my comfort zone. I did sign up for the course, so I'm going to do it. And I'm going to meet new people. I'll see what happens. I mean, they might not like me, I might not like them. What the heck? You never know. I guess we'll have a go at it. It's easier said than done, eh? I can tell you my stomach is crunching on that one. But, I will let you know how I get on with this. Have a fantastic day and take care. Bye.